Julie Stitt, Executive Director of the Canadian Cattle ID Agency.
All right, Julie, now we're talking here at the ID Info Expo. Traceability is the main theme, and I guess when you started your presentation, you said the conference theme really fits in with the Canadian strategy. Tell me about that.
Well, it absolutely fits in with the Canadian strategy in that since 1998, the Canadian strategy for identification and traceability has been consumer confidence with animal health and food safety traceback, also for trade access and to open new markets up and protect our markets for trade and to remain competitive with different species creating programs and different countries and regions creating traceability programs. And that's the whole idea and the whole theme behind the conference here for the next few days.
Now, what are the core elements then of the Canadian system, and basically how, tell me a little bit about how it was phased in over the years.
We incorporated our agency, the CCIA, in 1998, and we started with a very simple system with trials, and the key components of the system were the information system, the move towards implementing regulations under the Health of Animals Act, the whole database and information systems and communications, very key to the success of the program, and technology. We had to have technology that actually worked when it was put into place. So those are the key components of putting the program in place. It was phased in over time. It wasn't till 2001 that we actually implemented the regulations under the Health of Animals Act, and it wasn't until July of 2002, that actually full enforcement and ID regulations came into place. So, and again, we're still phasing in new components as are required for traceability.
Of course, one of our problems here in the United States is industry acceptance, and it seems like you have quite a bit of success with the industry, working with the government in partnership, and the compliance. Tell me a little bit about that.
It has been a great partnership with government, I think, in Canada. It was the whole program was industry-initiated, industry-led. It was a proactive move on behalf of industry with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, and all the provinces agreed unanimously that we needed to do this. We clearly defined roles for government and industry. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, responsible for the ID regulations, which were worked on and approved with industry, and also responsible for enforcement and ensuring we're meeting international requirements. CCIA and industry, responsible for the whole administration of the program. So I think with those clearly defined roles, with the same objectives, we've worked very well together.
So what are the capabilities, you outline them, of the Canadian system?
We have, in our system, we have various different modules. We have a very large database and information system. It's approximately 220 million transactions in our system now. We have capabilities right from individual animal ID with the whole traceback capability. We have premise identification. We have animal movement. We also now have a value-added component to the whole system, whereas we're working with things like age verification, which became very key post-BSE. We're also working now on value-added initiatives and industries requesting them, and a lot of those, most of those are voluntary programs for health programs with pharmaceutical companies, branded beef programs, things like that. Now that every animal is identified in Canada, we can create value by adding on information to that tag very cost-effectively.
You talked about timing and how the system really got into place just before the BSE situation. How did the system work in that case?
The system worked very well. Immediately, we were able to, in the first case of BSE, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, they're authorized individuals. They have a number of authorized individuals, veterinarians and inspectors, that have direct access to our database. They also contacted us immediately, and we submitted reports to them, electronic reports, very quickly, including information such as all the contact information of the herds involved, all the activity for every animal or the history history of every animal involved, so any event that has taken place, like birth or movement or retirement from a packing plant, that history was provided to them very quickly. Also tag inventories. We worked with CFIA to implement things like scanners and feedlots that would identify any animals in question without having to quarantine the whole feedlot. So various different initiatives like that. And the CCIA program was also very key to identifying herd of origins in the different cases of BSE.
Was there anything that you learned from this? Anything that had to be changed as a result?
Yes, definitely. The program was fairly new in the first case, so definitely we've done a complete review of the system with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and the provincial and federal governments and industry, and the International Review Committee has also looked at it, and they have been complimentary of the system, but they have suggested enhancements as well, some of those being more focus on certain areas where potentially we need targeted areas for enforcement, where it isn't 99.13, and that is the average across Canada in terms of compliance, also ensuring that there is basic record keeping at the farm level, also ensuring that we move as an industry now towards completing the animal movement tracking of information, not just the bookend type system that we fill it in with all the animal movement. That information is currently just being submitted on a voluntary basis. But as an industry, we're very adamant that we have to be able to do that when the time is there to do it, in terms of having infrastructure in place, like readers at the different points, not disrupting markets, all those important items that if we're going to ensure we maintain our industry commitment and industry support, we certainly don't want to lose that.
We talked a little bit about harmonization within North America. Where does that stand? What are some of the proposed initiatives regarding harmonization in North America?
Well, there is an animal health committee that has been set up between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and that's something we certainly need to take to the next level in terms of identifying specific initiatives, such as identifying import-export issues to make sure that we don't need to re-tag animals as they cross the border. We're not using different technology, so import-export protocol and technology as it pertains to each country. We also want to be able to exchange required information for different programs under certain protocols. It only makes sense that we can access this for animal health or food safety requirements that we're looking at and are important to each country. So various different initiatives such as that. I think there's lots we can do with research and trials, that we don't need to duplicate research and trials on different new technology in both countries. We can share that information. Harmonization is extremely key to make this whole traceability successful on a North American basis.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Julie.